Robin Cook has been a guest on this program many times. He is the author of dozens of novels and really is regarded as the master of medical malevolence. That, according to Kirkus Reviews. He has built his reputation on delivering ripped from the headlines stories that examine the latest developments and issues in medicine and science. His latest book is Bellevue, which is set in the oldest and most notorious hospital in the United States of America. It follows a first-year resident whose life-shattering visions reveal the truth behind some of the greatest medical advances in the history of medicine. Again, the name of the book is Bellevue, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Robin Cook to the roundtable this morning. Robin, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
I'm well, thank you.
I didn't realize this till I was finishing up the book, but you had a connection to Bellevue very early on in your medical career.
I did indeed. Yes, it was back in the early 60s when I did what they called at that time a sub-internship. The Bellevue service for hundreds of years involved three different universities, and it was Columbia, Cornell, and NYU. And the Columbia service was an old service, and it was called the First Division. And I elected to do my sub-internship there because of the historical kind of significance, et cetera. And so that's what I did.
At what point did you think, was it always your intention to write about this place that had certainly an impact in your formative years as a physician?
No, but it was during the time that I was a medical student that I decided that I thought that someday I wanted to write a book about medicine. But because I felt that the books that I had read about medicine weren't very accurate, and that somebody sort of from the inside should write the way it really is, not the way the general public wanted it to be. And so that was my motivation for actually becoming a writer ever. But of course, when you're a medical student, especially the kind of medical student I was, since I was putting myself through school, so I was working in the hospital at night and going to medical school in the daytime,
yeah.
I didn't have time to write. So that didn't come till much later.
So what was it, the impetus for coming back to this subject and writing this particular novel about Bellevue, this storied institution?
I've always wanted to write some sort of a novel about the history of medicine, because the medical profession takes all this credit for making all these wonderful discoveries, which is, in a sense, true. But it wasn't quite as nice a story as that. And I felt that the patients who were involved really deserve a lot of the credit for all the medical advances, because it was the patients who really formed the basis of making those changes. And the idea of using Bellevue came up because the old Bellevue Psychiatric Hospital still stands in New York, in the busiest medical area of New York City. And this huge old hospital, which was 600 beds, is empty, and it's been empty for almost 40 years.
Mm.
There's no explanation for that. And I kept seeing it because I visited the New York Medical Examiner's office quite often, because I've written quite a few novels, probably about 14 involving the Medical Examiner's office. So I visited there very frequently, and I always noticed this hospital and a building, and it looks like some sort of a haunted house in the middle of New York. And that was kind of that combination of wanting to write about the history of medicine in some form or fashion, and seeing that empty hospital, which still is there. It still exists on the corner of 1st Avenue and 30th Street.
The name of the new novel is Bellevue by Robin Cook, who is our guest this morning. So this is a novel that does take place in the present day. We meet a young man by the name of Mitt Fuller, 23 years old, and embarking on his surgical residency at this iconic place. Give us a sense of who Matt is and what ultimately, because of his history with the place, this becomes so interesting and allows you to do exactly what you set out to do of explore the history of medicine.
Yeah, that first year after medical school, I think there's going to be a lot of doctors who can really relate to this novel, because it's to go in from medical school to become a first year, they call it first year residency now. It used to be called internship way back. It's such a big jump, because suddenly you're there and you're by yourself right from the day one or the night one that you're on call. You're by yourself in a large hospital without the recourse of an intern or a resident or an attending physician, which is what you always had as a medical student. So that transition is extraordinary, abrupt, and nerve-wracking, et cetera. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of doctors who read Bellevue and can relate to that. So that was part of the idea, is to get the public. One of the great things about reading is that you can actually bring someone into a circumstance and have them experience essentially what it's sort of like, even though they never went to medical school, and obviously. And so that's how I did it, what I wanted to do. And I created this character whose family had multiple forebearers who were surgeons and a psychiatrist in Bellevue for over a large part of 200 years. And that was a way that I could bring up the history of medicine, because each one of his forebearers was practicing at Bellevue when one of the major advances in medicine occurred, for instance, like the introduction of anesthesia, which was enormous, or the change and to recognize that it's important to use antisepsis, particularly in the operating room. Prior to that, the doctors they might be down in the doing an autopsy on someone who died from an infection, and then go upstairs and then do an operation without even essentially washing up or changing their clothes or whatever. That was a big change, that the idea that there were little microbes that caused infections. And that was a big change that happened at Bellevue. And so I was able to talk about these episodes and also talk about the fact that not everybody got on board right away, which is, you can't imagine. You just can't imagine. For instance, with the introduction of anesthesia, where right. people are put to sleep. I mean, is it possible? I mean, it's hard to really imagine doing surgery where there's no anesthesia. And so they had to adapt to, in a way. And I did find out that there was someone who did a mid-thigh amputation from skin to skin in 8 seconds. But anyway,
wow,
that's the background of what I wanted to do. And to draw the reader in a way of understanding what it's like to be the person who's there, and to be pulled into and to be involved in really thinking about the history of medicine and what it was like. Because, a many years, it was only 50% positive effect if you actually went into a hospital, because at that time they thought about, they did a lot of bleeding, they thought that taking blood away somehow was beneficial. Of course, we know just the opposite today, but bleeding and purging, giving people, making them vomit, making them have diarrhea, and just trying to imagine what hospitals were like 200 years ago. And I actually think this book might be one of my best books in a sense of what it's able to convey. Each of my other books involved some sort of social issue or scientific issue.
Right.
And but this one is involving sort of the what it's like to be the doctor in the middle of everything, and then to realize that the history of medicine required so much from patients, and that patients were really mistreated also.
I find this fascinating, because the character of Mitt is the doctor who's at the center of all of this, and all but what is really that drives a lot of this are these visions that this character has and revealing these truths. What was it that you wanted to explore within this idea of having visions?
Well, the confusion of where visions and hallucinations come from. There's a lot of people out there that think they're real. And the supernatural is part of their sort of sense of everyday life. And I personally have never really felt that way. And as a result, the supernatural has played no role in all of my books. In fact, what characterized my books more than anything else was their reality, in the sense of being based on real medical information and real scientific information, not creating some sort of very strange circumstance, and the only way to be able to explain it is by suggesting that it had to do with the supernatural. To me, that was kind of an excuse. And but I changed my mind in the sense with this book. Now, when you get to the end, you don't really know whether, there's a lot of people I think will read it and think that they weren't hallucinations. They were actually haunted. They were beings that haunt Bellevue Hospital today because of everything that's transpired there. Other people might say, no, it was the fact that this individual was so overstressed and sleep deprived that his mind was conjuring up these images. And so you get to the end of the book and you're not really quite sure.
Well, the new book is fascinating. It is Bellevue. It is published by Putnam. Robin Cook, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Bellevue. It is published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.